الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. وقال الله جل وعلا: قل هذه سبيلي أدعو إلى الله، على بصيرة أنا ومن اتبعني، وسبحان الله وما أنا من المشركين. صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders, friends, brothers in Islam, all praises are due to Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has gifted us with the wealth of iman. This is always our starting point, brothers, where we speak about the ahmiyat and the greatness of the wealth of iman. And my brothers, this work, this effort, like how in Urdu they say kaam, in Arabic they say juhd, it revolves around this one thing: rectifying our iman, rectifying our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the six qualities also, the first quality is iman, to correct our yaqeen that Allah is the doer, that the correct yaqeen come in the heart that Allah is the doer. And everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing in the heavens, nothing on the earth that moves, nothing that has any kind of effect within itself, except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not a single atom, not a single drop, not a single grain, nothing but nothing, except that it functions and it happens by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is dependent upon the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هَلْ لَنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. The kuffar, they ask that, can we affect the outcome of anything? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. That the divine amr, the divine hukam, everything rests with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing, every single action, every single movement, every single effect is directly linked to the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man can try and try and try, but if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want something to happen, everybody put together, my brothers, they cannot put effect into something. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants a certain thing to happen, then the entire mankind, my brothers, can try to prevent it. They will never ever be able to stop it. Because everything, imaginable, unimaginable, is all in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is Qadim. Allah was from ever before. Insan, we are all mortals. We came into existence at one point, and then, insan will come and go. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the nations of the nations of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them in the Quran. The nations came and went. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَمَا كَانُوا لِيُؤْمِنُوا. Nations came. Allah sent the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam with a message that there is a way of life that you have to live. You have to live your life according to the way that Allah has ordained. You do not have a choice. That is why in the hadith it is mentioned that al-mu'minuna hayyinuna layyinun kal-jamal al-anif. That a believer is somebody who is totally submissive, who is totally obedient, like a bridle camel. Inqid, inqad. That if you have to pull that camel in a certain direction, then it totally cooperates and it totally submits. Even if it's a small child, just 5 years old. Such is the example of a believer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nations came into this world, and Allah commissioned the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam to show them, what kind of life a person should live. Person live a life recognizing Allah. Allah has put all His portents, all His signs all over so that insan understands and realizes that there is a creator. Everything is not just created, you know, in ittifaq. Things are not just created, for convenience. Things are not just created without a function. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is the belief, that is the assumption of the non-believers. Because they don't know better. After a person will leave this world, my brothers, we say that there's a real life. And that is what we are here to prepare for. So Allah says that Allah commissioned the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam into the world. And then there were those that they believed in the life of the Prophets alayhim salatu wasalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with success. And then there were those that they went against the life of the Anbiya. So Allah ta'ala says that we dealt with them. وَلَقَدْ أَهْلَكْنَا الْقُرُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَمَّا ظَلَمُوا وَجَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ. The Anbiya, they brought clear-cut signs, they brought mu'jizat, they brought miracles. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after that we brought another generation. ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ خَلَائِفَ فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ لِنَنْظُرَ كَيْفَ تَعْمَلُونَ. After that we brought another entire generation. So now we are in 2025. In 2125 there'll be an entire new generation. This is what you call khala'if. Another entire generation will occupy this earth. That's why on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Isha Salah, he told the Sahaba Ikram, 100 years from today, none of you will be here. None of you will be here. It's like saying that in the year 2125, do any of you expect to be here? We'll just be some faint memory with the hope that maybe our great-great-grandchildren will be sending something for us. But as an insan, Allah put us in this world, how much value did we add to our life? Did I make the effort of iman? Did I correct my relationship with Allah? That is the key thing. A person can come, he can accomplish so much in the world. But my brothers, if a person hasn't corrected his relationship with Allah, he hasn't realized why he is here, like the so many billion of insan. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, Allah complains in the Quran, فَأَنَّا تُؤْفَكُونَ. Oh insan, where are you? Where are you lost? فَأَنَّا تُشْرَفُونَ. Where are you wandering off? فَأَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going? You're living your life without a purpose. So iman, my brothers, is the most fundamental thing. The first effort. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The correction of our yaqeen. Just for us to understand, my brothers, the value of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the value of us taking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great name. There is one narration. It appears in Fazail-e Amal. It appears in all the kitabs. It's known as Hadithul Bitaqa, that a person will be summoned on the day of Qiyamah and he will have 99 scrolls of sins and charges and indictments against him. You know, like before how you used to get fax rolls, person did this, did that, this wrong, that wrong. And there will just be one small little bitaqa, you know, like a small piece of paper with some inscription. And then this person will be asked, that afalaka udhrun, do you have any excuse? Have my recording angels, have they oppressed you in any way? And the third question will be asked of him is that, can you deny anything which is written over here? So this person will reply in the negative, no, everything is true. Allah has said these angels, they are recording every action that a person did. Then my brothers, those 99 records will all be taken, you know, and placed in one pan of the scale. And it will tip over. And then my brothers, this one small bitaqa, small little paper will be placed in the other side. And it will outweigh 99 scrolls of wrong, of sins, and so on. On this small, you know, paper will be inscribed the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Shahadat of La ilaha illallah. and Tawheed and Risalat. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, nothing, there is nothing that can outweigh the name of Allah. Nothing. That's why Qiyamah can't take place as long as there is one person saying Allah, Allah. My brothers, in the world nowadays, the entire world is giving dawah towards what? Materialism. Towards things. Towards more. Towards big bang balance. And this, my brothers, is the definition of success for them. Wallahi, my brothers, wallahi al-azim. There are so many people that they have found their supposed success. They got everything materialistic. But my brothers, there's a void in the heart of these people. And people are looking for some kind of comfort. They are looking for some kind of spirituality. And on the other hand, my brothers, they are those who, my brothers, that they have very little of this world. They have very little of this world. But between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have iman. They have amal. They have action and deed. They have a relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by His definition, Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ خَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ. Verily the people of iman, verily the people of action and deed, they are the best of Allah's creation. Allah loves them. Allah is not saying materialism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying action and deed. Where is your action and deed? Where is your amal? When it comes to, my brothers, you know, materialism, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٍ. Insan loves, he loves the world. You know, when we achieve something, a person makes money and so on, he becomes happy. But by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does that have a real bearing? Allah ta'ala looks at action and deed. That's why, my brothers, if we look in the effort of nubuwat, we'll find many, many examples where sahaba ikram, they achieved in terms of dunya. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam immediately diverted the attention and said, no, 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 that's nothing. Turn your attention towards amal. On one occasion, my brothers, Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So he was in need of something. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, O Ali, I can give you what I have by me. At present, I have 5,000 goats. 5,000 goats. Even my brothers, if you have to say that, you know what, that the value of a goat was not so significant at that time, but times 5,000, it does become significant. Oh Ali, I can give you that. Oh, if you want, I'll give you 5 kalimat. I'll give you 5 statements of nubuwat. Oh Ali, you make your choice. If it's us, what we'll say? Give the dunya and the akhirat. Ali radiallahu said, nothing to think about. Keep the goats. Give me the 5 ordinances of nubuwat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him these 5 kalimat. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi. That, oh Allah, you forgive me for all my sins. Wa wassi' li khuluqi. Grant me a great, expansive character. Then, وَطَيِّبْ لِي كَسْبِي. Let my earnings be pure. Allahu Akbar. Let my earnings be pure. On this point, my brothers, we're sitting now in the house of Allah. We're speaking about Allah's power and greatness. Let's remind ourselves that Allah is the provider. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us on His appointed time. We'll translate this and then we'll speak about another narration. وَطَيِّبْ لِي كَسْبِي. Let our earnings be pure. The 4th statement, وَقَدْ نِعْنِي بِمَا رَزَقْتَنِي. Grant me contentment in my lot.
And wala tudhhib qalbi ila shay'in saraftahu anni. Do not turn my heart in a, you know, to a place where it's not supposed to be. On one occasion, my brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asked sahaba ikram, do any of you have the ability to carry out an action which is equal to Mount Uhud? Allahu Akbar. We've seen, my brothers, this beautiful mountain in Madinah Munawwara. The Ghazwa and the battle of Uhud took place there. Very significant battles, you know, in the third year after Hijri. Massive, very, very huge. Now imagine something, the effect of Mount Uhud coming into our scale of deeds on the day of Qiyamah. So Nabi Sassam asked Sahaba, do you have the ability to carry out something like that? So they said, O Prophet of Allah, who has the ability? Such a great act. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what did he tell him? Subhanallah a'zamu min Uhud. Just say Subhanallah, it is even greater than Mount Uhud. Alhamdulillah is even greater than Mount Uhud. Allahu Akbar is greater than Mount Uhud. That's why that same, that narration, that nothing can supersede the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers, spirituality versus materialism. So what tayyibli kasbi, oh Allah, let our earnings be pure. We were saying, my brothers, that make this firm intention, my brothers, that we're going to stick to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukam, Allah ta'ala's command. As times get more and more tough, my brothers, people, they just easily bend. People say, no, majboor. Kya kare? And then people now easily step over into what forbidden means. Now a person's wealth is tainted. Now a person's wealth is suspicious and dubious. And then, my brothers, a person moves, he steps over into forbidden means. Whereas, my brothers, if we give this dawah, then we tell ourselves that Allah is the provider. And Allah provided for me. Allah provided for me when I was in the womb of my mother. Allah provided for me for the first 40, 50 years of my life. Now why am I wavering? That's why, my brothers, on one occasion, Jibreel alayhi salam, he came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said that, Ala wa inna nafsan lan tamut hatta tastakmila rizqaha. Jibreel alayhi salam came with these few statements to teach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that remember that no soul will leave this world until it consumes its full lot. How much each person is going to eat, how many morsels, how many grains, how many drops of water is all written by Allah. Then Jibreel told Nabi Sassam, Ala fattakullah. Teach the ummah that they must fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to this. A person, my brothers, is enticed now. The adhan is going, hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah, and a person is busy trading. There is some crooked kind of business on the side here. Is a person going to remain firm and say that Allah provides? No, we don't get involved in all this crooked business. Allah is the provider. Allah provides for me. Allah in the Quran says, through taqwa and his fear, Allah will provide from where you can't imagine. From where you couldn't imagine it will come. But my brothers, we have to be firm. We have to say that no, Allah is the provider. I can't do wrong. I can't displease Allah. So Jibreel alayhi salam, Ala wa inna nafsan lan tamut hatta tastakmila rizqaha. Ala fattaqullah wa ajmilu fit talab. Adopt moderation in the acquisition of your livelihood. Adopt moderation. Then وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ أَن تَطْلُبُوهُ بِمَعَاصِ اللَّهِ. Look at the statement. What a powerful statement for the ummah, my brothers. Let not a delay from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to your sustenance prompt you to seek it in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What a powerful statement this is. Meaning that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided that He's not giving us something now, now, my brothers, are we going to try and defeat the ends of Allah Ta'ala's decision? We want to override Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hukam? We're trying to fast track Allah Ta'ala's hukam and we're going to say that, no, I'll take it now. However be it. Even if it means me doing the right of someone else down. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا يَحْمِلَنَّكُمْ إِسْتِبْطَاءُ الرِّزْقِ أَن تَطْلُبُوهُ بِمَعَاصِ اللَّهِ. And then he told Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُدْرِكُ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا بِطَاعَتِهِ. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's barakat, Allah ta'ala's blessings, the goodness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can only come in the obedience of Allah. It can only come to you in the obedience of Allah. So my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is the all-powerful, Allah is the doer, Allah is the sustainer, Allah is the nourisher, Allah is the provider, Allah is the protector. This is, my brothers, our da'wat. This is our sabak. This is the forgotten sabak in the ummat, which we have to repeat and we have to continue repeating. So that, my brothers, we are calibrated once again. And my brothers, secondly, is salah. Always remember, my brothers, that one is that salah, yes, is the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we fulfill it. But salah, my brothers, shouldn't just be considered as something that a person fulfills. No. In the broader sense of it, my brothers, every salah that we have, this, my brothers, is an effort. Salah is an effort, it's a lifelong effort. So three efforts we have to make. Number one is with regards to the outward aspects of our salah. That we correct our salah. We read our salah with total calmness and composure. Because why Allah says in the Quran, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe be to the people who are reading salah. Those who are in the masjid, those who are regular, but woe be to them. Why? أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ. They are heedless in the salah. They make mistakes. So because of that, the effect of it is lost. So my brothers, the outward of our salah, we correct it. And then the inner aspect, my brothers, of our salah. We correct the inner aspect of our salah. The spiritual aspect. That, you know, a person from beginning to end, my brothers, a person is total concentration, his devotion and his tawajjuh is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we came now into the masjid, my brothers, everything outside of the masjid, my brothers, we leave it there. And this salah, my brothers, must be a salah of quality. And the third thing, my brothers, is that all our problems of deen, dunya and akhirat can be solved through salah. This is what power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in salah. This is what power Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in salah. So now we're going to read our salah. We're not going to just complete our maghrib salah. No, we make intention to read a high quality maghrib salah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, treat it as your last. As though you're not going to see Isha today. Concentration, devotion, focusing on Allah. No diversions in our mind. And my brothers, have this yaqeen and this faith, my brothers, that through this salah, my brothers, how we can take from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that for as long as you are in salah, you are knocking the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are knocking the door of Allah. And then he said that, that person who knocks the door of Allah, Allah will definitely open it for him. وَمَنْ يَقْرَوْ بَابَ الْمَلِكِ يَفْتَحُ لَهُ مَا دُمْتَ فِي صَلَاتٍ فَأَنْتَ تَقْرَوْ بَابَ الْمَلِكِ. So this is our Allah. Through salah, my brothers, we take from Allah. You know, literally one meaning of salah is what? Dua. To supplicate. To engage in what? In communion with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And another meaning, my brothers, of salah is from silatun. Sila means what? To connect. To join. That when we are in salah, my brothers, we are now connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's one incident which is mentioned about one sahabi by the name of Abu Mu'aliq radiallahu an. He was a trader. And it is mentioned that he was a person that wari'an muta'abbidan. He was a very you know, in so far as the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he really applied and exerted himself. And he was a person, he was very abstentious from the forbidden things. So one day he was, you know, engaged in his work and he encountered this thief. So the guy told him that, you know what, that I'm taking everything you have. So he said, yeah, sure, have it, you know, spare my life. Then he said, no, I'm taking everything you have plus your life. So he said, no, take everything, take all the merchandise, take all my money. He says, no, I'll take the merchandise and your life. So Abu Mu'aliq radiallahu anhu said, allow me to read 2 rakat salah. He makes wudu and he reads 2 rakat salah. And then he reads another 2 rakat salah. So imagine, my brothers, what kind of situation and where's the mind of the sahaba? It is on the amal. That through this salah, what Allah can do for me. Even my brothers, the incident, time is already up. Ibrahim alayhi salam is traveling with his wife. The king, you know, he arrests them. And then he's trying to make some advances against the wife of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now what can one solitary person do against the king of the time? So he engages in salah. Imagine, my brothers, that person is the king, he got all his henchmen, he got, you know, an entire army with him. What can you do, one solitary person? But this is it, my brothers, to engage Allah, divine intervention, to talk to Allah directly and see how Allah will solve the problem. So the first time, my brothers, he makes an advance, Ibrahim alayhi salam starts salah. He just goes limp. Second time, third time, until he realizes that, you know what, no, this is not normal. And then he apologizes to Ibrahim alayhi salam that, you know what, you take your wife and carry on. No one can interfere with you because your connection upstairs is strong. So this sahabi, my brothers, he makes his wudu, he reads 4 rakats of salah, and then he makes a dua. The dua is quite lengthy. Ya Wadud, Ya Dhal Arshil Majid, Ya Fa'ala Lima Yurid. It starts like this. It's a very lengthy dua. He praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioned in Hayatul Sahaba. Suddenly, my brothers, from the unseen, just a spear comes and it penetrates the chest of this thief and he falls down dead. Abu Mu'aliq radiallahu anhu, he looks, he sees an angel. He says, who are you? He says, I am an angel from the 4th heaven. The first time when you supplicated to, you know, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the doors in the heaven started shaking. The second time there was a cry that one of my slaves is in desperation. And the third time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commissioned me. And I came and I rescued you. This is salah, the effort of salah. My brothers, 5 daily salah. We have to be very regular. And our nafal salah also. The pious people, my brothers, never only read 5 daily salah. No. There was a lot of nafal salah. So take out time, my brothers. You know, like how in dunyawi terms, whenever the opportunity is there, a person says, now, you know, we have to push turnover. Ishraq is there, mashallah, 4 rakats, 8 rakats. Mid-morning, my brothers, we push another 8 rakats. The narration is mentioned, Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma used to read 12 rakats with his Zuhar salah. Sometimes before, sometimes he used to break it up, he used to read 8 before, 4 after. But my brothers, for a person to seize every opportunity, after Maghrib now, my brothers, read our Fard, then we read our Sunnah, and then we read our Awabin also. There's plenty time. So anyway, my dear respected elders and friends, this is a work, this is a fikr, that how the entire deen can come alive 100% in the life of every single person till the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. This was the fikr, this was the cry, this was the concern in the heart of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On one occasion, my brothers, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one ayat, Allahu Akbar, the whole night, the narration mentions right till the morning, that in tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibaduk. Oh Allah, we are all your creation. If you choose to punish them, they're your slaves. Who can question Allah? In tu'adhibhum fa'innahum ibaduk. Wa in taghfir lahum fa'innaka antal azizul hakim. Ya Allah, if you forgive them, Ya Allah, their dunya will get made, their akhirat will get made, they'll go to Jannah forever. فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. You are mighty and wise, O Allah. Allahu Akbar. The entire night, just this one ayat. On one occasion, my brothers, Rasulullah s.a.w. was with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. He told her that, oh Aisha, let me wake up, let me worship Allah for a while. He goes, he performs wudu, and then he engages in salah. After salah, my brothers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam starts making dua. And he makes dua. She says, he made dua, he made dua, he made dua. And he cried so much, he cried so much, that his entire thigh area was wet. Try this one day, my brothers. Take a glass of water or a jug and see how much it takes for a person to wet his garment. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam sat back and he cried and he cried and he cried till his beard was drenched, full of tears. Tears were falling. And then she says he cried more until the entire area around him was wet. Can we picture this? Can we understand this? How much of tears does this take? Allahu Akbar. It's unimaginable. Crying for what? Crying for who? Crying for whose betterment? That's why, my brothers, always remember that religiousness, being on deen, my brothers, is not with regards to you only. That I'm reading salah, I'm in the masjid, you know, I am fulfilling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ahkam, and so on and so on. Our elders say that you must look insofar as you yourself is concerned and the entire ummah. Because Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam's concern and cry was for the entire mankind. Every single person. That's why, my brothers, we know the shafa'ah, the grand intercession. The grand intercession. That's why it is mentioned in the hadith that every Nabi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them one special dua, one special supplication which was accepted. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that one over there, I won't take it in the dunya. I'm keeping it aside for the day of Qiyamah. I'm going to use it to intercede for my ummah. And I'm going to take them out of Jahannam and I'm going to get them into Jannah. Even in the akhirah, my brothers, that is the fikr. So, my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. Remember that, mashallah, it's the month of Ramadan. We fasting. But is everybody fasting? Everybody in Overport, Asheville, town, all the Muslimin. This is Allah ta'ala's great hukam. I have to ask myself, in my life and the life of everyone, everyone in my locality, Allah ta'ala's great hukam. We can't just look at things for ourselves. Nabi sallam never looked at things from a very selfish perspective. He was selfless. That's why so much of tears. And then Aisha radiallahu anha, she tells him that, O Prophet of Allah, what extent you going to? Look at, your legs are swollen. All your sins of the past and future are forgiven, yet you're going to this extent. So what he says, shouldn't I also be grateful to Allah? So my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this work. It is a responsibility. And we have to see, we can't just look at our own religious propensity and say that, you know what, that, mashallah, I am obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to see, my brothers, that in the entire mankind, how every single person can obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 100%. This is the job, this is the mission. Yes, The other thing, what we call job, factory, degree, studies, etc., that's there. You know, it's just a necessity. So maqsad, our objective is this. And this is just a necessity, my brothers, our business and so on. We put that on the back burner and we make this. That's why, my brothers, our elders called us a work. So that way, a person is waking up, is going 8 to 5 every day. You know what he calls work? That is necessity. Now what is work? Work is that by which people will get connected with Allah. People will realize their purpose in this world. Person will understand and realize that why am I here in this world? So my brothers, for this, mashallah, jamaats come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a responsibility. Allah says that is why you are the kundum khayra ummah. You are the best of nations, taken out for ukhrijat linnas, for man. Allah took you out from the realm of what? Of alami arwan. Allah put you in this world for what? For this task. So my brothers, mashallah, this Mubarak work is taking place. The work continues even in the month of Ramadan. The effort on others, my brothers, continues even in the month of Ramadan. Not only that, a person now, he gets so engrossed only in his own personal ibadah. We have to worry, my brothers, about others as well. So for this, my brothers, jamaats are coming out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jamaats are out in the path of Allah. Jamaats leave in the month of Ramadan. 3-day jamaats are coming out. The amal in the masjid continue. So for this, my brothers, who makes intention, inshallah, to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the first occasion, inshallah. Amen, amen. My brothers, it's a very, very Mubarak time now also. We know Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned that the dua of a fasting person is not rejected. And especially, my brothers, at the time of iftar, and mashallah, today also is a day of Friday. So, very, very Mubarak moments we have. Make dua for ourselves and make dua for the entire ummah, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم أعتق رقابنا من النار ورقاب آبائنا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا من النار بقدرتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى ونعيمها وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل ونعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله